You had mentioned to me earlier that you and Michael Schwartz were writing a book. Could you tell me something about what your project is?
Well, the project is to write a comprehensive chemistry and physics of polymers, a textbook. We're still developing the concept. We have to decide, for example, exactly what audience we're aiming for, what level, elementary students, more advanced students, or monograph. We've pretty well decided that it's at the advanced elementary level, graduate students and seniors. And that makes it a textbook rather than a monograph. The aim is to write a book which will, we hope, be interesting, authoritative, and comprehensive enough to cover anything that one might want to put in the polymer course, extending over a period of a year. But not go too much beyond that for reasons of expense, and we wouldn't want to intimidate students anyway. So that is the aim, and the three of us being sort of experts in different fields of polymers, we feel we can write what we hope is an authoritative text anyway. Since Florey's 1953 book, there really hasn't been anything of that kind. There have been some joint author texts in which the authors were authorities in their individual fields. The by joining, I mean really more symposium-type texts where there are five or six authors. Those, of course, have difficulties in coherence. And then there have been a number of texts written by one individual, which is not possible for one individual to be an expert on everything these days, and the books show it. So we feel there's a need.
Do you have such a course at UCS?
We have only a small course. Our academic year is divided into three quarters, and we have a one-quarter course in introductory polymers, which is given to graduate students and senior-level chemistry majors. So that would essentially represent one-third of this book.
Is that course required? Or is that
no, it's an elective. It's taken by something like a quarter of the chemistry majors and chemical engineering majors and some graduate students. So we have registrations running from 15 to 40 in different years. Depends on whether it happens to conflict with another important course. We always have those problems.
What do you see happening in the future?
In the polymer field?
Mm-hmm. I know that's difficult.
Yeah, well, that's... I hesitate to predict. You know, the interesting things that will happen will be unexpected things, and obviously those are not going to be ones that I'm going to guess now. There's certainly going to be more refinement as we get better and better instrumentation. We will get more and more into understanding the details on the physical level of what polymers do. That's one thing that's certainly going to come. What the molecules are doing when the gross polymer sample is doing something. That's what a lot of people are working on. And then I suppose there will be new synthesis methods. There have been in past years, and there probably will be some more. So I certainly expect that there are going to be a lot of developments. Whether something really unexpectedly new comes along, like, say, the Ziegler-Nodick analysis or Schwartz's living polymers, is nothing, nobody knows.
Well, I know you have another engagement this afternoon. Is there anything else that you want to add at this point?
I think we have covered things pretty well. I don't really know. What else we should go over?
Looking at my notes, but I think I've covered most of the things I have in my notes. Well, I would like to thank you then very much for taking time to spend the afternoon with us.
Right. Well,
thank you very much, Dr.
You're certainly welcome.